We've really focused the FDOC last year. We came in with a new strategic plan and developed a couple of really good key strategic initiatives for us to focus on. And in the face of diminishing returns, we have to figure out how best to accomplish our mission through those strategies of proving value to our customer and showing value to our growers every day. So as you can tell by the list of metrics that we put out today, we're looking at new ways to look at the market and how best reflect every dollar that we spend and see how much of a return we get. We're really trying to laser focus and make sure that there is a return on the dollar that the growers invest with us. We're using the latest technology to try to figure it out, and in moving forward, it's definitely a high priority for us. And as I mentioned today, we're going to the point where we're actually going to start realigning the Department of Citrus so that it best backs up those resources and really laser focuses us on proving value to our customers and proving value to the industry as a whole and the growers that basically fund us.
And I think among that realignment, we heard today from the chief of the Scientific Research Department, they're getting a name change. Is that going to be an actual change in direction?
That is an actual change in direction. You know, going back to the 1935 when the DOC was first put together, we have a long history. There used to be a huge scientific research department out there with a whole lot more staff. They studied all aspects of pretty much anything and everything you'd want to know about growing citrus. And along the way, the CRDF has been formed, and a gap analysis was produced by Wayne Simmons and the group out there, Dr. Browning, and it really showed and helped us prioritize efforts and where we need to go. And again, in talking about our dwindling resources moving forward, we really need to figure out what unique skill set do we bring to the table that we want to utilize and best, again, get that return for the grower and make sure that we're focused on protecting the industry, moving the industry forward, and getting a solid return for the grower. So we feel that really focusing on the quality components and the nutritional and health aspects is a great place for us to be. It's our home. We've developed the halo that we currently enjoy. The grapefruit drug interaction work that we've done over the last 10 years has really set the table for us to be successful with some of these things, and we think it's beyond a name change. It's a strategic shift, and it's a focus for us to move forward and really add value to the industry. And it's not, you will see some format change over there. We have to sit down and go through planning and figure out how best to align our resources over there to accomplish the mission. So
the main new direction with the name change is supporting the marketing program here, correct?
This industry is put together as a marketing organization. It still is a marketing organization. They hired a marketing guy to sit in the big chair. So, you know, we're focused on marketing. We're going to make sure that all of our efforts are focused and making sure that we use every bit of information and research that we get out of our internal research and external research for the betterment of our marketing messages and helping to add that value to our customers and our growers. Absolutely.
We kept hearing about more than a billion advertising impressions and then millions here on Facebook, millions there on websites. And I believe Commissioner Garavaglia asked, is there any way to correlate this to sales?
You know, that's one of the hard things in I've spent almost 20 years in marketing and trying to correlate brand marketing and helping to build a brand. The things that you do to build a brand and how they directly relate to individual sales is a very difficult thing to do. Your shopper marketing programs where you have coupons that are redeemed or you see an overall sales or any of those kind of things from direct efforts are very easy to tie back. But from the overall brand building stuff where you see us talking about Florida citrus, be it at the state fair or, in-state or our TV commercials and the good feeling you get and the positive correlation you get with orange juice and 100% Florida citrus, it's hard to measure, but they are coming up with different ways to measure that moving forward. There's this crowdsourcing technology, and there's more online questionnaires and surveys that can be done to really help us dig into why people are making purchase decisions. And you saw some of that in our metrics right now of how we're really working hard to tie in the value that we provide to the industry and making sure that our messages work.
You all have been moving for several years more in the direction, spending much more on internet marketing, websites, Facebook and such. You think that is the way to go, I assume?
We're really looking, and a lot of brands these days are looking for that millennial consumer. And they're a whole new generation that consume media completely different than you or I do. I'm challenged at texting sometime on my phone, and these guys are watching TV shows on their phones. So it's the wave of the future. It's, people talk on and utilize social media in new and expanding ways every day. And it's important for us to be on social media, be relevant. Our whole goal is to be relevant to our consumers. In order to be relevant to our consumers, we have to speak to them where they are and speak to them in a way that relates to them. And then so they get that positive feeling about Florida citrus. And social media and digital is certainly a way to do that. And especially with the millennial generation, it allows a lot more freedom in targeting. You've got people that are already, if they go to your Facebook page and like you, they're susceptible or not susceptible, but they want to hear from you. So they want that relationship with you. So it gives you permission to interact with them more. And those are the kind of things we're trying to do. We're trying to establish relationships with people. That's all what marketing does, is try to prove that value and establish that relationship.
Any other messages you'd like to give to growers, our listeners?
We're thrilled to start planning already for next year and looking at the new things that are going to be happening, the some strategic realignments within the DOC that are really going to help us laser focus and really make sure that we're getting that added value and getting the value to our growers and we're getting out there and talking and really wanting feedback. So I just encourage anybody that's got any feedback to definitely be in touch with me and us and come out to a regional grower meeting. We're going to be out at those. We want to hear from the growers. We want the growers to know what we're doing and how we're investing their dollars in their brand.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.